League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello, welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast, episode 30. Yay! The Dirty 30. This week I'm joined by David Rees.
Oh, thank you. Stop it.
Max Smith.
Hello there.
Tom Looney.
Hey!
Back in the building.
Yeah, good.
And Joe McGrath. We didn't clap that. Right.
He claps himself, he boos himself.
He just boos himself.
Just
drinking. Joe McGrath, he'll batter your dar.
Yeah. In your car.
Nice, yeah. I don't have a car. Nice so car. Just do it on the bonnet of someone else's, yeah. Joe. This week, we're talking about the internet. It's actually quite a good topic this far into it. Still, ever-present is biro pens, which is looming. One day we're going to have to take
so
it
excited.
On. I've tried to do so much stuff in WH Smith. Just trying to get some content. It's not happening.
Just trying to get a truth for Stephen. I've done some crazy stuff, guys.
I've got two pens up my arse right now. Tom, how was Eindhoven?
Beautiful part of the world. Had a good time. I've needed it. Yeah. It's been a long year. A lot of cycling around.
Nice.
There.
A few beers. Yeah.
I've been cycling around drinking bits of beers. I needed a break.
You're paid enough for this.
Yeah, it was good. Went to Amsterdam for the day.
Yeah.
Weren't like Prague.
Yeah, he thought it'd be like Prague. And it's just...
He's read the books.
I had that one lined up. I was waiting for it. I was going to kill that one. Thank you.
God damn it. Yeah, man. A lot of recognition for this.
Cross it off.
Joke one of one.
It's going to be a fun podcast.
That's me, Dan.
Dave, what have you been up to?
Been at work, 2-hour shifts.
Oh,
bit shit.
Fucking
hell. Basically a footballer.
Oh, that literally. Yeah. I have to get up at 6:30.
So 9:00 when the rest of the world is starting. You're done for the day.
I'm done. Yeah. Come home.
After a hard slog.
Yeah.
What do you do with yourself?
Jenna gives me jobs, to take the bins out.
There we go. Yeah. There we go. She recognises a working man.
Yeah. And I forget to do them. It's always a good conversation when she gets home from work. I always try and listen out for the car. Quickly run, get the Hoover. Oh, you're back. Yeah, just doing the jobs that you've asked me to do.
10 hours late.
Bins ain't done, but.
It's clever until you explain that plan on the podcast.
Yeah.
I think she's probably onto it.
Yeah, she's figured it out.
She's not even plugged in, Dave. She got
done.
Hungry Hoover. Max, speaking of which, have you been up to anything?
Bought a TV. That's fun. 55 inches.
Gosh.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
You know.
That's very expensive.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
4,000.
Humour.
Yeah. I had diarrhoea yesterday.
First time?
Lunchtime.
First time?
I've had diarrhoea before, Dave. No. I am a card carrying
my first rodeo.
Got the certificate.
Sitting on the toilet. I've done this before. I know what's going on here.
I imagine you have more bad shits than you do normal poos.
Thanks for imagining that.
No. Only because of your lifestyle and that.
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah. No, I've got...
just from your gentleman.
Healthy, solid loaves.
They're all there.
Solid loaves. In the toilet. I put gloves on.
This will do just nicely.
We'll let that bake for a while.
But don't yeasty, put the lid down.
It's like shitting money.
Flush my loaf.
What have you been up to, Stephen?
Cheers, Max. Yeah. I went to it was called an ice cream farm. The nephew. It's not where they grow ice cream, as I found out. Gutted. Basically, you know, it's just for kids. And then I was there. Thank God I was wearing a mask, you know.
Yeah.
I was taking my nephew up a slide, and one of the parents went, "Oh, be careful, the slide's pretty quick." And I was just like, whatever. And so, of course, I go down it, fly off the edge, and then bounce on my arse, and my sister filmed it all. And the one person to get injured amongst all these kids was me. I just lay there on the floor.
I've got to ask, what is Ice Cream Farm?
It's just, it used to be like this place that exclusively did ice cream and also had a farm attached to it.
And so it's got some just, like Willy Wonka kind of utopia.
Well, it did have that sort of vibe to it. Yeah, now they have different lessons play areas, and we went in the sand bit.
So like a
sand bit. Yeah. I'm assuming there was some ice cream.
Yeah, yeah. You'll never guess the flavour I had.
Walnut whip.
He said we'll never guess, Dave. We'll never guess.
Three things in one is probably the best ice cream I've ever had.
Plum.
No, it was white chocolate, raspberry and Oreo. What a strange combination. But it popped off. My idiot of a nephew got Blue Moon flavour.
What is Blue Moon flavour?
What is it? What is blue flavour?
He'll learn.
Like bubblegum.
Yeah.
Waste man.
They will learn. He will learn.
We hope, yeah.
Over time.
If he's doing that at the age of 16.
And if he doesn't,
leave him at the farm. That was good. I was over in the Wirral. That's where my girlfriend's family lives, and they were speaking to me because they went to Scotland, and they sent me a picture whilst they were there of them two with a guy who looked like you.
Oh,
and he had blonde hair. Do you know, like when you dyed yours,
Justin Timberlake-esque.
Let's pop that bubble, sir.
I just want to say, why not I dyed mine?
Just dancing to NSYNC.
Don't you mean Eminem? Slim Shady.
Just any good-looking blonde man.
Justin Timberlake never had that, did he?
Yeah, oh, no, he did have blonde hair, but not in the...
Not like yellow.
Not like...
Anyway, this was yellow.
Yeah.
Stocky. So they sent the picture. You're going to have to rush past it, aren't you?
Every day of my life. It's just the same.
Anyway, so they were telling me, I think they brought up me, or well, they didn't bring me up, my parents did, but they mentioned me. And I'd be incest otherwise. Right, so he was genuinely saying that he was you. Yeah, and when he realised that they actually knew me and knew you, he then changed it to, I have actually spoken to Stephen a few times though. So he dropped it from being you to, so there's a bloke in Scotland.
What?
He's up there in Scotland living the life, large.
The life that you should be living.
Exactly.
Yeah. From what I know, I've never spoken to him.
No.
So that's a lie as well. So if you are out there, please don't do anything libelous for Max. Please behave yourself in Scotland. That's all I ask.
It's been him on them
Definitely
benches.
Definitely don't do that.
It's been him on the benches
in
all the time.
In Piccadilly Gardens.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's your double game.
Doppel.
Doppel.
I prefer double.
Double.
It works.
Now I move on to my favourite part of the show. It's Beer 52.
52. Beer 52.
Beer 52. Here it is. It's a free case of 8 Oktoberfest beers for just $5.95 postage.
Oktoberfest? What does that mean?
Hey, it's a celebration in Germany. You're part German, you should know that, Tom.
Idiot.
Just trying to...
Celebrate the famous beer festival from the comfort of your own home with a free case of 8 German craft beers from Beer 52, the world's biggest beer club. He'll drink to that. Water.
Yeah.
All you have to do is go to www.beer52.com/Stephen.
Yeah.
And cover the $5.95 postage, and they'll deliver them straight to your door. Ideal. Oh, Max, you don't like leaving the house, do you?
Not at all.
And they'll just come to your door and
hate
say,
it.
Enjoy.
I hate going outside my room. Everything I do outside is a waste of my time.
Raiding the hatred for the end. Every month they visit a different country. Obviously, this month. It's Das Germany, and they carefully create a case to be sent to their lucky members. If you don't like dark beer, choose the light option. Each case also comes with the award-winning beer magazine,
Ferment.
Beer 52.
As well as a tasty snack to enjoy with your beer. What a name. Or his. Germany's not like that anymore. If it's not for you, you can pause or cancel any time. Just go to www.beer52.com/Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, to claim your free case of 8 craft beers now. That's www.beer52.com/Stephen.
Yay!
Thank you, Beer 52.
Nice one.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you,
for
guys.
Keeping Max in striped jumpers. Max, get you in the game, sir.
No, I was just sorting something out.
Speaking of which, your hair does look shorter yet again.
It's that pesky rain.
Shrinking.
Mother Nature's against me today, yeah. My friend.
Usually your hair just goes...
It does.
Rapidly. Do you think your hair grows quicker than most people?
I've not done tests.
Yeah.
I've not studied it, but it could be true.
This week we're talking about the internet.
Come on, huh?
There's a little troll.
Nice, yeah.
Dave.
Yeah.
You must have been just born into a world that had the internet.
I was. Yeah. I was very lucky, like getting the internet, birth into it. My first start. I forgot what I was talking about. Oh, that's it.
The internet.
The internet. It was an odd place, the internet.
Is your brain on dial-up?
I'm on Yahoo mode.
I'm on Yo-Ho.
Where did you put that in?
Did you ever have dial-up internet?
What's that?
There we go. That's
it's
that.
Been spoiled.
From my experience, you had to unplug the landline
right.
And plug in the internet.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
So it's one or the other.
Oh, right, okay.
And then a dial-up would take 5-10 minutes, and then you'd
be able you had to dial it in to go onto it, because you couldn't do it if someone was on the landline.
So
if someone's using the phone,
can't
surfing for you.
Yeah, it's not just flick on your Wi-Fi.
Use your imagination.
It took a long time.
Gutted.
Yeah.
What are you doing, son? I'm surfing the web in my mind.
you'd have to sort of have like an hour of internet if you're lucky, and then someone would make a call.
And even in that time, you don't know if anything's going to load up.
Was it that bad?
Some internets were bad.
At one point, I have to wait about an hour for like a little 10-minute video.
Downloading stuff.
Why specifically 10 minutes? How am I doing quiet?
Because that's when the you get ad revenue. That came out really well.
YouTube,
you saved it.
Yeah. YouTube came out in 2005, didn't it?
Yeah. In the days of dial-up.
Still on dial-up, baby.
Yeah. I won't change.
Tom.
Yeah.
Max, what was the best websites for you? Looking back, if you had to go, I've still used them since a young child to this day.
A lot of the early websites I went on are either not around anymore, or the stuff I'd watch on it is now gone over to YouTube. So, Cinemassacre, big fan of that.
What's that?
Like an old game reviewer guy.
Oh, yeah.
Comedian sort of thing, but he just goes on YouTube now, so.
Wow. I've put here, Miniclip. That was a staple of my childhood.
Especially in school.
Oh, yeah.
There's some schools that didn't know about those sort of game websites. Yeah. That you could. That was good.
I don't even remember.
And then there was ones where it'd be sort of like unblocked, because in my school they sort of shut down all the game websites, and there'd be some niche ones where you could find a loophole. Yeah. And Sporkle, which I introduced you to, quiz website.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
I like that. I like that. Yeah, I've heard of Sporkle.
Sporkle's fun, check that out. Weirdly enough, when I don't upload for about a month, it's because I'm on Sporkle. Doing loads of quizzes that I've done before and getting higher scores.
Just writing them down so you can get the top score.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything for me in life, but, good fun. I'm winning up here.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it's all about, though, isn't it? Fun.
The laughs.
Obviously, the main websites are things like Google and your Wikipedia. I've been using Google for so long.
Ask Jeeves isn't around these days, is it?
It's still there, but it's
still there.
Is it still there?
Yeah.
It was always shit. It was never specialised results, was it?
No. Google just dominated.
That's insane.
The Wikipedia game, where you do a random article, and say I go to Max, okay, Max, you've got to find Jadon Sancho.
Yeah.
He's a footballer, sorry. you've got to find Jam Roly Poly. He'll press random article, and he can only click the blue links in each article to get to Jam Roly Poly.
Interesting.
That would be a game we'd play when all the in ICT when everything shut
down. Did that
down.
A lot on tour, didn't we?
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah, that's really fun. I quite enjoy it. Yeah,
that's fun.
Yeah.
I've got a similar one for IMDb. We've got to find the actor.
I imagine that's probably quite easy though, really.
Yeah, you've just got to find this guy playing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What about worst websites?
So I've got a fun story and I've got a horrific story. The fun story is
don't tell us which is which.
Okay.
Mix them up.
When I was at school, we had a new IT teacher and there's this website called lemonparty.com.
Okay, sounds nice.
I'm sure I remember Lemon Party.
The one I remember, and I'm pretty sure it was Lemon Party, it's just a video of three naked old men in a bath, just dancing. There's like a little tune playing over it.
Okay, nice.
And it was on repeat.
Good.
And you couldn't click off it.
Oh.
You had to turn the computer.
They're just
like,
that attractive.
I try to look away.
No,
I just can't.
You only got an refresh. Somebody sent, there was like an intranet sort of thing. You could send messages to each other in class.
Yeah.
So somebody sent that link and everyone put it up on their screens.
Oh.
So the teacher comes in and there's like 50 computer screens with these just naked men just dancing. At the end of the year, you just had to turn all the computers off.
God.
That was the fun story. The worst ones, did you ever hear of rotten.com?
I was just going to say that's a website that I remember.
Rotten.com was
brutal.
Like, that was... most of it is pictures that people send in of dead bodies.
Oh.
I mean, like, crime scene photos, the worst stuff you can think of.
What the
It's like dark web stuff now, isn't it?
There's a way to send a link, but it's completely different to what you're clicking on.
Right.
So the link might say... pink dog.
Yeah.
And you click on it and it's like some guy that's had his head cut off by helicopter blades.
Kennedy's pictures and stuff.
Yeah, that was a grim time on the internet.
Rate my poo. Ever been on that?
No, of course I have.
Badges. Here we go.
Badges. Mushroom.
This is really good fun. Check it out.
You ever seen Meat Spinner?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an odd video. Or E-Fucked. That was always weird. It's like the funny side of porn.
Chipping over a tripod.
Whoops.
Coming on the lens. I've seen him come on the cameraman by accident.
Cut.
What about yourself? Worst websites?
Facebook.
Very different.
So I joined Facebook a lot later than everyone else in my year, kind of thing. Yeah. Just because I couldn't be arsed with it. I don't know at what point it just descended into this just place where people would post racist stuff and it just became the worst social media.
Yeah.
It's not very good anymore.
I rarely go on it now. Yeah. Now it's like if I get a notification.
I use it for memes and that's about it, to be honest.
Mm. And I watch the Social Dilemma.
No, I've not seen that.
All right, well, it's a documentary. it's just basically kind of how there's only a few people in Silicon Valley that come up with the algorithms that basically decide what's going to come up on your newsfeed and what's the adverts that you're going to see. And, you know, everyone says, I mentioned something and it appears an advert kind of thing.
Yeah.
And just how, like, you know, no two people's newsfeed are the same. And it knows when to push you with certain things to just keep you looking as much as possible. It knows what you hover on longer. So if you do refresh and go back to the top, what's going to come up to kind of make you stay on?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The thing about Twitter is you can adjust that.
Yeah.
You can follow who you want to follow and see what you want to see. The thing is, I'm one of those people who if I see something I don't like or don't agree with, I just get rid of them. When it comes to like elections and stuff, I'm dead sure... like Labour's gonna win.
You don't have a worldview if you do that.
Everyone on my timeline is saying it. That's because if I see someone that's against it, I'm like, fuck off.
Mine's just full of racists.
Because I follow them.
And they follow me.
I was reading some article by someone who was in the Labour offices when Jeremy Corbyn was involved.
Yeah.
And so you have like Labour, central Labour, and then his office. And basically, he spent loads of money, he put loads of money aside to run these ads. And central Labour spent like a fraction of it to make the ads only appear on their computers so that they thought the ads had been put out, but they never put the ads out.
Jeez.
Cheeky bastards.
Yeah.
I'm going to pause this right here for Fortune Teller.
Yay!
Hey! You're new to this.
Last week,
we debuted the segment. It was the fast food rockers, Elton John, Can You Feel the Love Tonight? Hot chocolate and a panini to go. Yeah, Mr. Kel, shake your ass.
Nice.
The podcast last week hasn't gone out yet, so someone will have won that, because you know, Shazam exists. Anyway, this is this week's. So remember, if you know the answer, then write into Troy's podcast with all four songs. And I want the artist this week, because it's quite easy. Here we go. Hey, what's wrong with you? Palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. And I'm so sick of the government and fuck Boris, yeah. Yeah, man. Satire.
Love it.
What's that? One more time. Hey, what's wrong with you? Palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. And I'm so sick of the government and fuck Boris, yeah.
I hope Boris doesn't watch this, because he would be crying.
I hope he isn't watching this. Do some fucking work, you pleb.
What's the premise of this again?
News for you.
What's the premise of this again?
So it's four tunes.
Tell me
what they are.
Cool.
And I put them together to make some sort of
political statement.
Not always. Not always. That's the person ordering
coffee, milkshake.
Someone shaking their ass. This week I thought, you know what? I'll make it Corona themed.
Yeah.
The palms are sweaty. Knees are weak. Not really symptoms, but
I got weak knees, doctor.
My arms are so bloody heavy, man. Obviously, if you won last week, you get a prize.
Yes, did say that, and Max, you told me you'd sort it.
Whoever won last week's fortune teller, will be walking home with this very lovely hat. J.W. Lee's plum pudding.
Stick to the main roads.
I can't help but think that, you know, for this beginning of this competition, we should have had a really good prize. Mm. And you've come out with a Santa hat that says plum pudding on it.
Yeah. There's a big box of them over there. Yeah.
Did you get these personalised?
I will write your name on it with a Sharpie pen.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
These are great. Imagine rocking up in school with one of these on, and everyone will look at you and know that you won a fortune teller.
10 years too old to be at school. And you're in a hat that says fucking plum pudding. Next week, Max, you're going to redeem yourself with the prizes. Yeah?
Sure.
You seem confused.
I love this.
Better prizes, mate.
Okay.
That is shit.
Shambles.
Yeah, thank you.
Shambles.
Anyway, that was Fortune Teller.
Thanks, guys. Well done.
Beautiful stuff.
Don't copyright us, please. Speaking of Facebook, I was thinking of social media and, of course, the evolution. Bebo.
Yeah.
Remember that? Did you have that?
I did. I don't remember I had it, but I knew it was about. No, it's a thing.
Same thing, mate. Same fucking thing.
You've heard of it. MSN. That was great. We've touched on this on a previous podcast. It was during lockdown, so no one listened. basically, my favourite part of MSN. Yeah. Sending nudges. Passive aggressive. Yeah. Your screen had shake.
And my logo was like the little monster, the green monster.
Cheeky monster. Like, man.
I was a bit of a wacky kid.
Got a lot of time for that.
Mate, no one else got it.
What about you, Smith?
I used to love MSN.
Yeah?
Always after school.
Yeah.
You go to the library and you'd read on your own for an hour or two until your dad could take you home.
Really, yeah, man.
Yeah, really great. Read the whole collection of graphic novels.
Nice.
So you didn't go on MSN?
Why are you welling up, Max?
No, it's just the rain from my head looking down. didn't even walk it. Basically, MSN was so good. A lot of friends. Yeah. After I went to the library, I'd go home with my dad.
Every night.
Well, no, sometimes he left me there.
I just leave the toilet. The
and then, yeah, MSN.
Sorry.
That was yeah, it was good after school.
Yeah.
All the lads would be on MSN.
Yeah. The librarian.
And then you'd log on.
Yeah, I'm sending him nudges as he doesn't reply.
I just spent 15p credits using a library
computer.
No, I didn't.
You got it for free, yeah, man. I'm sorry, the librarian. It's cool.
Just come through.
She pities me. It's fine.
It'd be so strange that later on in life the library come back to bite you when you didn't return Midsummer Murders.
Yeah. That's my revenge.
It gave you a start in life.
That's my origin
story. Don't graduate.
This is my Joker origin story.
Did you think they were sat there at graduation thinking, where's Max?
Yeah. Where's this bloody Midsummer Murders DVD? And there was me at the door.
Behind the red light.
You can't actually come in, man.
You will never get this.
Is there a gap in the door?
Yeah, I'm a son, man.
Yeah. We do have more to talk about with the internet, believe me. But we're going to go for Stephen Lies.
Stephen Lies!
Stephen's sweet little lies. Dave, you are our resident detective because you solved the case last time. It's annoyed me. So now you have three young gentlemen here
okay.
who are going to pitch you a tale. And maybe one of them will be true.
Okay. What's up with you today, Max?
I lost a valuable
library. I lost my bloody library card.
Over MSN.
Anyway, I lost
my virginity to a library.
I lost
my virginity to a library.
It's true. You got me.
Wacky.
I lost a valuable family album on my computer when I accidentally downloaded the Latvian soap opera Spy Man.
Oh,
okay. Should have gone with mine.
Yeah. Tom?
I once sent an embarrassing picture of myself out to the entire world by mistake.
Oh.
No, not the entire world.
You've seen his profile, but
true, that was a little
Steve?
I lost a job because of the internet.
Oh.
Broad.
Never good. Okay, Max, elaborate.
We'd gone on holiday and obviously taken a load of pictures. Yeah. Little snappy snaps. And obviously the family was so excited to show them to everyone. And at that same time, I was around.
Around what?
Human. And I was really excited about the TV show Spider-Man. So I downloaded the TV show Spider-Man illegally. Oh. I don't know why I did that because it was illegal. But after it downloaded, it was too big and it deleted a load of files. Sadly, it was the files that were pictures from the holiday, and the TV show wasn't Spider-Man, it was Spy Man, a Latvian soap opera.
You got it.
I was upset that I didn't have the Spider-Man TV show.
No, yeah.
Mum wasn't happy.
What about your father?
He was like, we have to go back to Thailand. I don't know if my dad cared, but it was more mum.
That's a mum thing to worry about, I suppose.
Did you?
Was you grounded or anything?
I was 10, I didn't really go out much.
You can't leave the house.
You have to go outside. Nothing was saved at all, so they got no memories.
Well, they got memories. They didn't get Alzheimer's because of it. But yeah, there's like a few pictures that they got developed like from a camera, like a Polaroid.
Right, okay.
What are you in this librarian
doing? Okay, Tom?
Yeah, so I was speaking to this girl in...
Wait, she might be underage, but don't clap that.
In first year uni, she was not underage.
Right,
And so she sent me a naughty picture.
Mm-hmm.
And... But I did a silly one. I was wearing like a fake moustache and just kind of doing it a bit sarcastically. But I was fully naked. And I sent that picture accidentally to everyone. And then my phone died. It was about half an hour until I could get on there and rectify the situation. Obviously, which is more than enough time for it to cause a bit of damage.
Did anyone text
That's
you?
That's not doing any big damage.
Yay! See what you did there.
Well, it was first year. I didn't have you on Snapchat at the time, so luckily not many people from the comedy course. It was still embarrassing. I mean, luckily the saving grace was I was being a bit silly, so.
Ooh, saving grace, and his sister's called Grace. Did she save it?
Your family, mate.
So did you get did you see the image, Max?
No, I didn't have Snapchat.
Oh, you did. I'll read that later.
Too busy Ryan, don't you?
Impressive.
Thank you.
So no one text, no one messaged you to say, like, warn you that you've put it on the story?
Oh, no, dead afterwards. I got messages after, and people took screenshots and stuff and were kind of...
Was you embarrassed?
Concerned.
Yeah, I mean, what can you do, though? It's just got to kind of wait for it to blow
get
over. But obviously, that image probably is out there somewhere.
Someone's got it.
If you worry... please put it on screen now.
This is the image.
Please don't.
In the library.
Okay.
At least it's not dogs anymore.
Yeah.
No.
It's just a human now.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
Thank you.
Steve, what's elaborate.
So, I was...
Fuck the librarian's dog.
Doesn't even make sense. Pets. Not allowed dogs in the library.
Blind people.
Out back.
Blind people. Oh, they'd have to be blind, would they, Dave?
Yeah.
Oh, reading books. My job, I did this in first year.
Right,
I was a photographer for Tom. I was working in an office. I was working for a car leasing place. My computer was away from the bosses, and my boss was my sister's then boyfriend, who's now husband. Well done to them. Should we clap? So I can think. It was summertime, so I was watching.
A
video.
Yeah.
Where two people were just going at it, making these grunting noises. That's right. Wimbledon. Reeled them in there.
Got me.
Yeah. I literally just clicked on it. I had my lunch a little bit late, maybe.
Right.
And then the boss's wife walked past, who was in the office sometimes, and I was oblivious to her walking past. And then she went over to the boss's desk and then sort of looked my way.
Mm.
And I sort of minimised it as soon as it... And I thought nothing much of it. And the next day, my sister's husband went... not keeping you on next month.
But was it guaranteed because of that, or just...
I did all I needed to do work-wise, if not more.
Did you enjoy the job? Was you gutted? You weren't? No, he's happy.
It was a waste of my life.
Have we all been there?
Yeah.
We've all been there.
Okay. It's a very difficult one this week. Tom, I don't think you're telling the truth.
Why not?
Just because...
Based on the story.
Yeah.
Can I say, if Tom's is true, he has to show us the picture.
Sure. Without shadow.
Because otherwise it could just be a lie.
I don't have the picture.
I want to see those testes.
Why would I keep the picture?
Convenient.
You don't keep your own nudes.
Yeah. Once it's gone on Snapchat.
No, it's in your memories if you've taken it.
Yeah.
No. Not early Snapchat. You had to save it.
This is like that Christelia thing.
Must still be in there.
Oh. I'm
not on the Wi-Fi.
Show me your penis, Tom. Show us a live penis.
Get it out. So yeah, Tom, I think you're lying. I'm gonna say Max is true.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Got the detective hat on. Is it wrong?
It's the noise of the library.
That was wrong. So convincing in your argument.
It was I, Dave.
It was you.
It was me all along.
He was going to guess again.
Damn it. Dummy.
The detective has been fooled.
Fair play to you lot.
Thanks, Dave.
You've only and done me.
Next week, Detective Smith.
Detective Smith.
Unless you're inevitably have a story about the thing we're doing. Back to the internet and social media. Facey Beaker in particular.
Yeah.
I remember I went through my old messages. So cringy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just a painful experience.
Yeah.
Just certain conversations with females.
Yeah.
And well, you're just like, yeah, why did I put that? Why did I quote Joey Essex at that point? What are you saying? Yeah. That sort of thing. Oh, to be fair, I was 17, but you know, you should know better.
Young. Yeah.
There was one girl in particular who I never realised she liked me until it was too late, and she'd found someone else to shag her. I imagine. Not anymore. You know.
Often.
Yeah. Not anymore.
She'd send me like gifts of people having sex. Say, what do you think of that?
What?
And yeah, you were quoting Joey Essex.
Not at the same time. Oh. Ream.
Rim.
Jazzle.
Hey, that doesn't really crass, all right. I'm in the library now.
Got a big dictionary of crass words.
It just stopped after me. Oh. Yeah. Sexy, sexy. Encyclopedia. Encyclopedia.
Great segment next week. Yeah.
Great character.
The encyclopedia.
I love books and I love kids. Shut this, so it's fresh.
Currently new times. Wear that jumper.
Ask me anything about kids.
I'm an open box. That legs.
Disgusting.
You name it, I've done it.
Anyway, so my sexy messages, yeah. And she got me to watch a film, which was Friends with Benefits, and I still didn't.
How old were you?
17.
17.
I was a late bloomer.
You're a man at 17.
I didn't have tits as you were born. I was a late bloomer. I just didn't put two and two together.
Just going down to Blockbusters trying to take the video.
Are you a friend of benefits?
I know some.
I've been told from every line on stuff.
Oh, you must have read my book.
Really good watch.
When I go film the sequel.
It's funny you should say that.
Yeah, embarrassing messages. Yeah, just a lot of those where you look back and go, oh, you twat, Steve.
But you know what? If you're not ashamed of who you used to be, you've not grown as a person.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Also, I kept sending videos of Richard Madeley. Didn't help. Like, I'd send pictures of him.
You know, you've not changed, to be honest.
I haven't. Well, but have you ever ventured through old Facebooks or MySpaces?
No, I really don't want to. Like, honestly, it'd be so...
Do it.
Go back through my old Snapchat. Yeah. No, it would be a really cringy viewing, I'm sure. With women, it's the worst.
Yeah. Sorry, Dave.
Oh, God. I made a video, dance video. Just me dancing to Bangarang in my room.
That's a good song, though.
That was cringy.
Great room.
Mate, I've done that as well with... Macklemore's thrift shop. I guarantee I was older than you when you made yours.
I can't listen to that song again now without thinking of that.
Oh.
And then I made like a video, and you know them things that come up on like when you're on a webcam and then you can put things on your face and that. There's one with steam. Yeah. With steam coming out my ears, and I'm going.
There's I think all of us, particularly people that have wanted to do comedy, have made videos at a younger age where you say and do terrible things looking back. Mine was more embarrassing things. I made that I made the Macklemore video second year of college when I should have been revising, and I was making these fucking videos
just in your room just down the hall from me.
That was college.
Oh, second year college.
Yeah.
He's been following you for a long time.
Down the hall.
I knew you were there.
Oh, yeah.
But I was... I remember the day somebody quoted one of the lines from the video to me. And I was like, what?
Oh, no.
Found it on YouTube.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Yeah. So I'd been sitting around the class. I wondered where those 15 views had come from. But Chat Roulette and Omegle.
Oh, yeah.
Again, it's a cringy one, because I used to go on there, but I'm alone, so I'm just for some company. Just get abused by Puerto Ricans, I think.
For me, it was just a load of people wanking.
Yeah.
You get the odd one, didn't you? Yeah.
Well, every three
every,
would be a hefty dong.
It would be, yeah.
Which didn't help my self-esteem, you know. Mm-hmm.
I tried joining in and everyone laughed me off the internet.
Get up!
<Yeah.
laughs>
I don't know what people are like that are expecting to get out of it.
No.
You know,
I don't know. I think it's the predominant use of these.
You have to think, though, that crazy situation, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got my massive dung out and I'm masturbating over Chat Roulette.
Yeah.
just every second person I click on is going to be white doing the same thing. It's just going to end up just be you doing that.
A lot of people hide the faces, don't they?
Yeah.
And you know, they're masturbating and just this, they kind of, you know, they're just throwing it out there and seeing what they can get. And then, you know. I've never done it.
Do you reckon
myself,
it works?
Unless you're gay, because then you've seen a lot of cocks. but if you're a bloke looking for a female, the odds of finding a female on that website is so slim anyway.
Yep.
Then finding one who doesn't click off instantly.
Yeah.
And it sort of encourages you and thinks, I'll join in with you masturbating. We'll have this little cyber sex. So bizarre. If that's males for you.
If you was a woman though and saw that, you wouldn't be like, oh... Would like to go on a date with you.
Yeah.
Got a nice wanking
You don't
pattern.
Know that. Yeah, you can't speak for women, Dave.
Nah, true.
You can't,
true.
Dave.
Remember when we were on chat roulette in university? It was me, you and Ryan.
Yeah, great night, great night.
And we were on at one point to five Colombians. I remember it so vividly. All female.
Yeah.
And they liked me. And it was great. It was a great feeling until the next people were two Australians, two blokes, who were just like, the things I do to you in prison.
What the fuck? Compliment, though.
Yeah. I was trying to get back somehow to Colombia. But it was too late. Yeah, I was being attacked in these metaphorical showers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shame.
Shame.
Ever been catfished?
I can't say I have. I might have done. I was pretty sure I was groomed during uni. But don't know about
catfish.
You don't
look it. For the listeners at home, Dave looks a mess.
He does. He's the only one here that
every
does. Everyone else looks really stinking to him. Stick it to him. Now's your chance. Go on.
Yeah, we all look.
Go overboard.
Firing at me.
Ooh, I look pampered, bro. you look like you're not being pampered, bro.
Nice hair.
just really, really going at him. Really making him feel bad about himself.
This is the smell as well.
Yeah, the smell.
He's got his gob in.
Pongy.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying this. This is fun for me.
Stinky day. Dave reeks.
Last night.
Yeah.
How did that feel?
Max whiffs. No, that was just a little bit of Dave.
Yeah, thank you. That's two.
Whiffs sticks of shit.
Yeah. Change your top. Got him.
So have you been catfished?
I've not been catfished, but I've had scam emails.
I get loads.
Say no more.
Okay.
I almost got done by like the what's it, not the NHS.
Not the NHS.
Can't fish by the NHS.
What's it where you get tax return?
HMS.
HMS. I got HN instead of the M. It was an
N.
And I had it all in and I got to the very point, you know, when they ask you for your password and that.
Yeah.
But then it come up with the, oh, sorry, didn't get that. And I've always been told if they do that, I'm like, all right. Don't go for it.
Sorry, dear, I didn't get that.
Fuck off.
Talk to me again. Speak once and only once.
So, you know, bar stuff he's smacked. Was that meant? Max, you mentioned emails then.
So I've got an email address that I've had for years. And you'd log into websites and I always use a different email password. So there was one, and my password was Julian. I got this email a few months ago, and it was like, hello, we know your password is Julian. Which, first of all, I don't remember using it.
Oh, is it a threatening porn one?
Yeah,
like, I've had that.
Yeah, so it was like, I've recently hacked into your computer, and I've been able to see what you've been watching. I've also hacked into your webcam, so I've been able to see what you're doing whilst you're watching these videos.
Mm.
And let me say... it's a beauty. And then it was saying like,
that's
I should pay them Bitcoin, otherwise they were going to send it to all my contacts on this email address. So at first I was like, oh my god, this is really worrying, like, just like instinct.
Yeah, yeah.
I was
like,
what the fuck, this, okay. And then I realized the only webcam I've got was on my VR headset. So if I was watching stuff on the VR headset, the only thing they're going to be getting off me is just my lower half of my body.
We'll never know.
Yeah? Your mirrored slippers, as I said. I'd love that. I'd sort of want to see myself. I'd want to see what exactly I look like, because I know it'd be hideous.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
Show me what you've got. And then we'll talk.
Then we'll talk.
I got hacked on Facebook once. Everyone was being offered Ray-Bans on my account.
Oh, shit, I remember this.
Yeah.
Because I remember I made a picture, didn't I?
Oh, yeah, you did, yeah.
That was fun.
Of Max and Ray-Bans thanking me for them. I hate that feeling, though. Obviously, they got to send me Facebook.
No one goes in it.
Anyway, let's move on to porn. It's a little bit crass, but yeah, you know, it's fun. Big question. You ever been caught watching it?
Oh, I can't say I have.
Dave, check this picture up.
It's from your webcam. Yeah. I won 2 Bitcoin by the end of the week.
He left the room. Just a little pre-match wank. Yeah. Weirdly enough, apparently cyclists, to perform better, you're supposed to just get up to the point of coming, then stop, and then you perform better cycling.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, cycling?
Jesus. I guess it might work with other sports.
Yeah.
Maybe Usain Bolt's always just edging himself.
Certain athletes like give it up, don't they? Like during like boxers, like I don't know, David Hayes didn't do it during training.
Don't have sex either.
Yeah.
Do they?
Well, yeah. Imagine, not wanking, but
what would happen though if you know you do that and then the night before the fight you have a wet dream?
Yeah. So, oh,
imagine the disappointment.
You fooled it.
There goes that world title.
All over the fucking sheets.
Thanks for nothing.
Could have been someone.
I might as well drop out now.
I'm going to be the star. Oh, fuck it. I've missed this. Never been caught.
No, I can't say I have. I think my brother might have heard once. Like, knocked on, he was like, oh, best not.
Because you're really loud, aren't you?
And he's always got that glass pressed onto his wall.
What's he doing?
Don't do it in the living room, though.
No.
Max, my favourite...
Favourite time I've caught you, wanker.
That's to be on tour. You were supposed to be on stage.
It's when the curtains open. It's when the curtains open for the first call, yeah.
She leaned on the wall.
Oh, hurry up. We started already.
thank God nobody had attended in Portsmouth.
I had to keep it up for the whole show because people thought that's how it started. Talk of the town. You gotta see this opening, mate. Make that what you will. Goatsy. Have you ever seen Goatsy? Famous, sort of like a blue waffle sort of thing. There's a man holding his bum
just
open.
Just a famous blue waffle.
Okay.
Usual.
No, my favourite sort of idea of you is back when you had your VR headset. You've been oblivious to what goes on in your room. Because it is a scary thought, just somebody walking in. I always like the idea of a state agent showing off your flat.
Don't worry, he does come with the house.
Leg up.
As you can see, there's a lot of plug sockets about.
Just screaming at the sun. Why?
The rest is hanging out.
Yeah, so that's just what I think about sometimes.
Me too. Yeah.
Tom, ever been caught?
I think so, probably. Like close.
By close relatives?
Close. Friends. I've probably had some close calls back in the day.
Yeah?
Just like when you're in your room and stuff. And I don't know, just like when you know people are coming and you...
You go faster.
Know. There's no thought in your mind to kind of complete what you're doing. It's more of a stop what you're doing, you know?
Yeah, you ever been shouted for dinner whilst you're doing it? And you shout, I'm coming. go down there, the little smug look. I knew the doom long time ago when I said that.
That's our boy.
Wash your hands. Stephen, feed me that fajita, will you?
I'll never tell.
Secret sake.
That's no sour creme. come on. Just bit of cum. Family dinner without a bit of cum.
Homeless.
Homeless.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Just get it in your eye.
In the right hand.
Anyway, that's enough porn. No! We've spoken quite a bit on the internet. We'll work out some sort of structure later. Because I haven't done that. Now let's have my favourite segment. Hi, Max. Blockbuster stuff.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of IMAX, a fan favourite segment of the podcast.
Pause for clapping. Oh, cheers.
We'll
edit that in, mate.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of IMAX.
Yeah.
We'll edit it. So yesterday I suffered a horrific bout of diarrhea.
Yeah.
And during that time I created
another load of
I'm
shit.
I'm going to start again.
No, don't start again. This is really good.
It's really good.
Really good.
I broke the law.
Breaking the law. Breaking the law.
Shit.
Cool.
And I'm being interviewed in prison.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. This happened yesterday.
Yeah.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Even you aren't.
You're in prison yesterday. Yeah. I was in prison yesterday with horrific diarrhea, and whilst I was in prison, I got interviewed by.
It's strange in prison, usually things are going up your bum at a rapid rate. I mean, smuggling stuff in.
Drugs.
Good defence mechanism.
I was just going to say, you know, IMAX won the poll. And since then, it's fallen off a cliff. Looks like
bad.
Looks like Tom wanted you to do.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Have you put a spell on him to make his?
Oh, is this your? Is this your wizard's hat?
I'm just trying to save it from yourself, mate.
Stop trying to make the wizard's hat.
Welcome to the IMAX experience. Enjoy the show.
I'm spending 6 months inside HMP Belmarsh, Britain's most notorious high-security prison.
We're waiting to meet up with a pirate.
All right, lad, welcome to my crib. I'm Max, as in, Max has some great movie reviews.
Really?
Damn straight. Anyway, what brings you to Mikasa?
Our hunt for pirates.
Oh, shucks. It looks like you found me. Yeah. That's right, soak it in, Kempy. Man surfing around, stealing and plundering like nobody's business. I'm ruthless.
You're trained to be a pirate.
Sure thing, Governor. The world's gone to shit, and I'm taking what's mine, you dig? There's boatloads of stuff just out there, waiting for a plucky young lad like me to take initiative and steal it.
What happens then?
Well, I just sit back and watch my plunder, get me some pop and popcorn, and relax after a hard day's graft.
Can you tell me how you learnt to be a pirate?
Sure thing, Rossi K. I learnt it from my father. He was a notorious pirate, flogging his stolen wares down the market for a high price, and people loved him for it. Uncle Jay said he hadn't seen such high quality stuff.
Has that not made you a wealthy man?
Ah, shucks. Sure, it helps pay the bills, keep my wife and kids fed, but mainly do it for myself, you dig. Plus, nowadays, more people are into streams, so it's harder to find people.
It would be naive to expect that we could eradicate piracy completely.
Word. It's going to be around for a long time. People like me are always going to be out there. And look, I'm getting some money out of it as well, not having to pay for the hottest, freshest goods anymore.
What do you do with that kind of money in Somalia?
In Somalia?
How do you answer that?
Oh, you think I'm a Somalian pirate? No, I download only the freshest, newest movies from the internet. What a simple mix-up. And a really funny one too, haha. Probably good enough for a segment in a podcast or something. Hey, Abdulali Muse, have you heard this? Ken Poyle thinks I'm a Somalian pirate, lol.
I'm the captain now.
Haha, funny stuff. Hey, Tom.
Hiya!
No, I meant Tom Hanks. Loser. Hey, Campsite. What do you know about Tom?
You will never release American or French seamen.
Yeah, what a racist. Anyway, bye.
Tom. Oh, God. How long was that?
I was this close to cutting that off after a minute. Oh, shucks. Oh, it's just dreary.
So what do you do with the money?
The last 30 seconds were entertaining, trained? Max. Out of 2.5 minutes, you can have 20% that's good, okay?
Thought I was a Somalian pirate, but yeah, I was committing piracy on the internet.
Yeah, it was a long walk.
It would have been better if you were a Somalian pirate. At least that would have, yeah, I don't know.
Maybe part two next week I could be.
Oh, God, no. Max. Treat us and the listeners with some respect. You can't give us 30 seconds of good content with 2 minutes of pissy drivel, yeah?
Pissy drivel?
It was shit. I'm laughing at how wank it was. You knew it was. You delivered it going... Awful. Piss off.
No, when I'm not wanted. especially when I've told him that one.
It's obvious. Yeah. I might have been too harsh. I did laugh. Tom, would you go check on him, please?
Yeah, right, sure.
I might have gone too far now.
Oh, hello there. Yeah.
Hello.
Listeners at home, we have just been joined by Des Perrett.
That's me.
Great to have you in. Dave, you might be wondering, what's Des doing here?
Yeah, it was...
Well, Des wrote into us on Put It To The Max,
right.
And it really tugged at my heartstrings. Hi guys, Des here. 2 years ago, I sadly lost my wife to a vicious bout of diarrhoea. The theme of today, really.
Yeah, yeah.
She left behind a loving husband, two children, and a foul smell in the bathroom. Yeah, it's good to have a bit of humour.
Nothing funny about it.
It's been a struggle for all of us.
Thank you.
We're in a much better place in life now. However, I do struggle with loneliness, and I think the kids could do with another adult figure in their life. Basically, do you think it's a good idea for me to date again? A tough time you've experienced in the past 2 years.
Sorry. True. I've been in a dark place. Me and my wife have been together for many years, so I'm very... I've never really dated.
No.
This is all also new to me. I don't know where to start.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to help you out with that,
yep.
Des.
Because... I do hope so.
Yeah. He's had a bit horny there. we've got another email, and I thought... This could be the perfect person for you. Hi, fellas. I've been struggling to find a lover recently. It's baffling. What with me being a leggy blonde with breasts that even Dale Winton would pair over. I'm a very successful businesswoman with a caring and kind soul. Could you give me any tips for what men look for in a lady? Best wishes, Catherine Fisher. So...
Oh, wow. Well, my wife was a bit of a beauty, so...
Yeah, yeah.
I'm excited.
Wait no more, because...
Maggie Blonde.
Catherine's making her way in now.
Old Miss Sexy.
Yeah, yeah.
Howdy doody, boys.
Oh. Fuck off.
Oh, lady, down, look at this. Isn't this sweet? Hi.
That seat's reserved for Catherine.
I see. It's some kind of joke.
No, I'm Catherine. Catherine Fisher.
Leggy Blonde.
Oh, I used to be a blonde and I've got legs, I tell you that for nothing. Oh, my colour keeps rolling off.
I'm just going to check the date the email you sent us.
Is this some kind of prank?
It was 2 weeks ago, Catherine. Catherine, you can't...
Bring on a desperate widower.
You're a widower? Oh, just mad time. How
Christ.
Did your wife die?
Did you eat her, Catherine?
That's none of your business.
Because of me fat tum-tum, I think you'll find I'm preggers. I'm really heavily pregnant. I'm 4 weeks pregnant.
With triplets?
No, with Kate. You get it?
Oh,
I like you.
I hope
you.
Not.
He looks like I could break him in half. Oh, me beast.
It's going to be a fine thing.
Well, if you play your card right, like a poker player.
You did put sense of humour in, so that's good.
So why don't we talk about like what you have in common? Like what your
it's not BMI.
That's funny. That's really funny. Do you get it?
Because I do. You're a large lady.
Yeah. Oh, do you like large ladies?
I don't know.
Des, you've got to be honest. Can I call you Cat?
Look, I've seen a few Uggos in my time. But my word, you take the biscuit.
Are you
just
man?
The one.
Taking all the biscuits. Look, I don't mean to be rude.
Sorry, sorry, Catherine, can I call you Cat?
Of course you can.
Wait, Cat Fisher. You've emailed in here.
Yeah, of course I have.
With a slightly misleading description of yourself.
Explain, please.
I don't think Dale Winter would pair over your breasts.
Leggy blonde?
I've got legs and I used to be blonde.
How old are you, Cat? You seem like quite an ambiguous age.
You should not have to think about that.
I've got dementia, fourth stage. I'm 47 years of age.
Right. It's got early onset dementia.
Yes.
And are you sure you're 4 weeks pregnant? Or is that just a cake joke?
Well, I had sex 4 weeks
ago. It can't be true. I still have standards.
How's your
wife? I couldn't bring you back to me, kids.
That's very true. How old are your kids, Des?
My kids are 11 and 14.
Wow.
Oh, gosh.
You stay away.
I'm not encyclopedia. Pedia.
Any arrangement would take place outside of the house.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't bring strangers in during a pandemic because
no,
you don't look well.
And there's coughing.
Yeah. Clearly you're deluded. But,
Por qué?
As well.
Hey! Do you hear that joke you just made about me? You're not going to stand up for your woman.
Go on. No, I missed that.
I said parquet, establishing that I can do more than one language. And then he went, oh, you are that as well, like Porky Pig.
Wow. Des, you really are unbelievable.
Des, you seem a bit down. That doesn't count.
You want me to do it?
Well, I am a little down.
You know, I
emailed onto this show with the best will in the world, hoping that you boys would maybe give me a little bit of help.
Yeah, you're not quite happy with Cat, are you?
I'll be honest, I had slightly higher expectations.
What's your usual type?
I don't know. I didn't really think I had a type, but I don't know. Maybe.
You know, I'm going to make out in toilets.
Maybe beggars can't be choosers. It's been a long time and I've been used to one woman.
Des, would you be open to going on a date with Cat?
I feel obliged.
Oh, please, come on, mate. No.
One date.
One day, that's one good, date. That's good for me.
You two are going to go out soon.
Oh, that's going to be so proper good, mate.
It'd be great to have you back on the podcast and hear how that goes. Maybe a 30-second phone call will do.
Yeah,
I'm going.
Go on, Kat, you can go first if you
this
want.
This is a great prize, by the way.
Yeah, look at that as she goes.
Oh,
Christ. Oh, me food.
Des, boys. I'm sorry about how that turned out. Best luck for the date.
Yeah.
If I go,
fingers crossed for you, mate.
I may have a change of heart or an accident.
A bit like your wife.
But thank you for your help.
Yes,
no worries. Enjoy. Have a good one, Des.
Poor bloke. He's been through enough.
Yeah.
God.
He looked like Dennis Nilsson, you know, the mad serial killer.
I don't know.
So maybe she might not come out of this alive.
Fingers crossed. Fingers
we
crossed.
We can only pray. Oh, hello, you two.
Hey, Max, sorry about before.
I think I needed that, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
I think I've been taking my segment for granted.
Mm. You two haven't missed much.
No. For
about 30 seconds. do you know what? Let's get things back on track with a segment I like to call Dave's Raves.
It's Dave's Raves. Dave's Raves.
Hey!
Gotta get those Dave's Raves. Hey, so this week, I've only got one subject, but it's a talking point. So, the other day, I was just minding my own business, cooking my own food and that.
Poor Jenna.
Yeah.
You go hungry tonight.
It's a big portion, Dave.
None of your fucking business.
That was what I was talking about. Bacon. So, I was cooking, frying bacon, and I come to a little conclusion that bacon smells a lot better than it tastes. So I was just wondering, what other foods that you guys know smells better than it tastes?
Great point, Dave.
Yeah.
Great point.
So you want us to do the segment?
Homework sorted.
I'm with you there. I like the smell of bacon. Okay. Don't like bacon.
It just smells lovely.
Oh.
Didn't know if there's any other type of, like a lettuce.
Maybe.
Like a carrot.
I love the smell of lettuce.
It's a strange one. Oranges. I love the smell of an orange.
Yeah, lovely fresh orange.
Yeah, that's your taste of an orange. Can be so hit and miss.
Yeah, it can be.
Disappointing.
Do you ever smell a white grape?
I have squeezed. Wine.
Yeah.
Gosh, Calvino.
Catfish has gone.
Sense of humour, guys.
That's what I'm going for. That's my bread and butter. Bread and butter.
Bread and butter.
You love this.
Toast. Does actually smell really good.
Tastes good
as well. It does taste good, but it smells better.
I know what you mean. Toast. What smells shit but tastes good?
I feel like chicken tastes better than it smells.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't smell great at all when it's just meat, when it's just a slab of beef or chicken or whatever. It'll smell better, obviously, once you've seasoned it and cooked it. But
see, it's a thinker, isn't it? It's a thinker.
Peanut butter.
Yeah.
Day after Christmas Day. When all the turkey was left.
Yeah.
Dad used to make a stock out of the all the bits that were left. It just fucking stunk the house out. Lasted for days. Awful.
I think it was probably the Christmas shits that.
Yeah.
And what about gravy? Gravy smells nice.
Gravy does smell nice. But again, gravy
tastes good
just
as well,
like
yeah.
You know what?
Absolute banger.
Coffee.
Coffee.
Playing.
I would have agreed
coffee.
With you back in the day.
Petrol.
What I've done now.
Yeah, petrol
smells lovely
and tastes great though.
Yeah. I've really gone for diesel these days. No calorie.
It's a good year.
Good year times.
Craft petrol.
Oh shit.
Well, the petrol heads fucking love that.
God, that's amazing.
No one's watching it at this point, are they? Very good point though, Dave.
Thank you.
So good. We couldn't think of another one. And even the bacon one.
That was I agree with bacon.
100%.
Yeah, bacon.
Bacon,
yeah,
tastes,
bacon
smells so much better than it tastes.
Yeah, I agree too. Vegan bacon's come a long way now and has that smoked smell, which smells all right.
People in the comments, please give some thoughts on that, because we had the animals one last week.
Yeah.
We got us thinking.
Talking
well done,
points.
Dave.
Talking points.
Just a pretty face.
Well done. Thank you. Thank you.
From one segment to another. Tom Looney.
Looney.
Okay, here's a surprising fact for you.
What? Internet, more like Interket, you wacky bastard.
So yeah, Google,
your best mate. I've stitched it right up.
Give me that one. Give me that one.
Like a tailor.
No, turn him off.
Shush. Fucking hell, I've got 10 of these facts. Okay, Google, right?
Get on with it.
Biggest search engine on the internet. Do you know how much?
Great fact.
Do you know how much of the content? Do you know how much of the content present on the internet? Google has 0.004%. That's the amount of the internet that is available in Google's search engine.
No. That's ridiculous.
Less than 0.1%.
Yeah, because it's just titles of the web pages, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
The web pages, loads more information.
Yeah, no, but it's just interesting, though, isn't
it? It's like having a book full of chapter names.
Interesting. Right.
It's like the chapters probably have more stuff in it.
Oh, fucking hell.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Original Gmail was actually a Garfield email.
Really?
Was it?
Yeah. It was a Garfield mail.
As in Andrew Garfield?
No, it was in the...
In the social network?
The cat.
It's in the cartoon. The orange...
Straight my mum.
Animated orange cat. Some of you may know, some of you might not.
Great friend of the podcast.
Great friend of the podcast. But yeah, it was. He was the original Gmail. Well, not him himself, but...
The original G.
Yeah, original G. Original G.
Alluded to that.
Mail.
Something that's something we all know
feline,
about. Copyright on YouTube. So 400 hours of video content uploaded to YouTube every day. So the every minute. Sorry.
Every minute.
Apologies.
Just to think, one of those minutes will be wasted with this.
No, I'm going to bring it back. The algorithms scan each day 100 years worth of video.
Cool, blimey, Gov.
Yeah. 80% of the images on the internet are of naked women.
Jesus.
80%. Yeah.
I'm looking in the wrong places.
Yeah.
I'm just getting men.
12% of all existing websites relate to porn. 1 out of every 3 downloads is pornographic. Sunday is the day of maximum consumption of pornography.
Ooh, day of rest.
Yeah. Adult industry makes $3,000 a second.
Really?
$1,000
a second?
$3,000 a second.
Yeah, but some OnlyFans.
Mad, isn't it? Making that. Yeah, 61% of all internet traffic is fake. Just bots. That's good. It's a good one. 7 people control the internet.
The Sidemen.
Yeah, that have... so they meet up every now and then. They have like a ceremony.
This is real.
They have the keys. So
they have the keys.
It's security experts from around the world. So not one country can have more than so many key holders, and they're all being given the keys for their expertise and knowledge in the field.
Sounds like the keys to the internet.
Yeah.
So fantasy.
So basically, they meet up and they kind of basically run the address book to do with all domain. So like if you wanted to go to Google without what they do, you'd have to type in just a load of numbers, but they're the ones that tie it all together. So if anything went wrong, they basically kind of have the keys to the internet to kind of
more than 7 people actually.
No, 7 people.
Would you watch a film where
definitely would
somebody's trying to kill all those 7 people,
get their keys.
Yeah.
Would you review it?
Yeah
mm-hmm.
Let's make that happen, guys.
Let's make it happen. Make it
on camera.
Nearly done.
Dave's got a wild streak.
You know me.
Has anyone ever seen the first YouTube video ever uploaded?
Yeah.
The
Gap Meet at the Zoo.
Yeah.
In front of the elephants.
Yeah.
Interesting thing about them is They've got really long trunks. That's all there is to say about
you
that.
Say about me.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. Say about that.
I have to get really long trunks because of my massive dick.
Mine's because of my horrible legs.
No, I've seen your legs. They're fine.
Awful,
they're
mate.
Fine.
Beautiful.
Just thank you, Dave.
That's no. It.
You do have good legs.
They're just big. Yeah, they're fine.
Legs. Fuck off.
Legs. Sexy legs.
I'm skinny legends.
A little would you rather. Would you rather look 10 years older from the neck up or the neck down?
Easy for me. From the neck up. I'd rather have a younger body.
You'd rather have a young body?
Yeah.
So you'd age your face another 10 years?
Yeah, I mean, I've aged all right, I think, kind of.
You'd like, be 40, though.
I know, but, your you know, vegan diet is keeping me young.
What about you, Dave?
I reckon ear down, because I look about fat, 30.
Dave.
I've let myself go a bit. I'm getting tits a bit now. So if I carry it on,
that's like now, is it? That's a natural progression in life.
Happened yesterday, is it? But no, I reckon. What am I talking about?
Head up.
Head up. Head down.
You want 10 years from the head up or the head down?
I want 10 body.
10 years older body. Basically, because you've thought, what's the point?
What's the point?
I've let go anyway.
I've let go as it is.
Right. Cool.
Might as well be 31. Yeah.
Stephen,
let's go 10 years head up. So I look a little bit younger than I am.
Mm.
You know, your body is a real mess when you get old.
True.
So I'd rather not age that 10 years at this age.
I'm hanging on, I'm trying to, you know, hang on to it.
So I'd age my face 10 years. What are you, Smith?
Oh, God. From the neck down, so that's everything.
Yeah, man.
Including peen, including knees.
Go through puberty.
My knees are bad. Finally.
Old, knees saggy knees.
My knees are bad. So if I've got... If they're 10 years older...
He's got the Al Capone of knees.
Yeah. Because they're bad. Oh, God. I'd say head. Fucking old head. Old man.
Yeah, man. Fat old head. Sorry, I don't know.
Oh!
It's not
oh,
like, stop the clapping.
That wasn't...
I
was just...
I'd still be younger than you if I had a 10-year-old head.
I was just messing around with adjectives, you know, just...
Yeah. You're not a thesaurus, though. You're a human being. Old man head. I think I'd look distinguished old.
So, head. Are you going body?
I'm going
head, body.
Head.
Okay. There we have it. Keep sending in your would you rathers, please.
Yeah.
Good fun. Let's turn it to put it to the max.
Put it to the max.
Put it to the max.
Okay, first email this week. Wants to stay anonymous. Hi, Matt, Tom, Stephen and Dave.
Not a fan of that order at all.
No, neither, to be fair.
It's fine.
Bit last.
It's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, straight to the point. That's what we like. I'm a 19-year-old lad from Manchester and I've got a friend who I've been with all my life.
Nice.
Our families are proper close. We've done loads together, like go on holidays, nights out and all that. Recently, he's gone through a lot and sort of drifted away into a bad crowd. And he's been ignoring me and blanking me.
No matter how many the crowd, you're in a pandemic.
Yeah, no matter how many times I've tried to reach out, he just doesn't talk to me as much. I don't know whether to keep trying to reach out and be his mate, because we used to be so close and have so many good times together, or just leave him to do his own thing and stop trying. Any help would be class. Cheers, boys.
Yeah, boy. Proud of that.
Yeah.
Shit situation, that.
Yeah.
Friendship works both ways, I think. Personally,
sack him off. Life's too short.
No. Don't sack him off.
No. Why?
I'd say focus on yourself a bit more if they're not responding to you. But 19 years of friendship, for that to be cast aside, that hurts. This guy will probably see sense in the long run. People. Teenage years.
Let him know you're there.
Yeah, go through weird phases. Yeah. I'm sure in a couple of years when he matures and he sees that he's hanging out with people that are just going nowhere in life, he'll come back and he'll be a better person. But yeah, just focus on yourself.
Maybe find your own crew to hang out with.
Yeah.
Find other friends.
Yeah.
I think, you know, what will be. But, you know, 19, I drifted away from people I was great friends with around that age and, you know, we went our separate ways. No hard feelings.
Just got him now. Yeah. I'm not going to fucking return him.
I guess, like, yeah, sure, that might happen.
Don't push.
But don't just go, don't burn that bridge.
Yeah, yeah man.
Keep that bridge there. Keep those foundations.
Water your bridges.
I like that metaphor.
Nailed that. Next one, Tom.
Hey, Joe, Max, Stephen, Tom and Dave.
Joe!
Dave, Ryan, Cameron. I don't know who will be on this time. It changes a lot. Love the podcast. Listening from Australia.
Australia!
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at that.
I have bad memories of that place.
It's where the true king lives. Yeah.
It's super inspiring. I'm assuming he means the podcast, not listening from Australia. So much so that I've made a podcast with my friend.
Good for you, man.
My issue today is the podcast we've made is trash, and I don't know how to make it better. Well, like you, the segments, we've done like 3 episodes, and the listeners have dropped from 30 to 1.
Hey.
You found your hardcore listener, which is probably yourself.
You're offering a niche product. I don't know what we've done wrong because we're so funny. Please, any ideas on how to get the podcast going without having lots of subscribers already would be great. We only have 10 subs. Thanks for the help. I love you guys. We should totally meet up when you come to Australia. And this is Tilly from the Tilly and May podcast on Spotify and YouTube.
Tilly and May. They're fun names to make puns from. I'll think of some now. May the force be with you. You got loads of things.
Silly
to do
with May. Tilly.
Tilly. May.
Loves Willie. Yeah.
Loves Willie.
Joe! Joe!
I think with podcasts, there's a lot of them out there. And if you don't have something...
Tilly no, mates.
Tilly no.
Tilly calls up a friend and says something horrible.
It's going to be very hard to...
Maybe a paedophile. Wow. You accuse someone of being a paedophile each week. These are two great segments.
You will actually get on the news for that. Yeah. So
I think, to kind of bring this all together, you need to get noticed. And if that's just something controversial... You know, use other platforms, just get out there, do something to get yourself noticed.
It's not about big views. you gotta work on a product, make it good. My one issue is you go, we're so funny. That makes me think that it might be two friends making in jokes that the audience can't quite get into. Make sure you're not doing that. But your personalities will come across.
Yeah.
And if you're inspired by this, I'm sure it is funny.
And obviously, you've gone down from 30 to 1. I'm assuming at the stage you're at, some of these people would have been close friends. And even they've tuned out. Reach out to them and see if they have any constructive criticism.
Pick subjects that are broad and people can relate to and be interested in.
Mm-hmm. Find some quirky facts.
Don't touch biro pens, actually.
No, that's ours.
Yeah.
Actually, this is competition.
I think of it like that.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, just keep doing what you're doing.
It'll work.
Good luck, though.
Yeah.
Good luck to you.
Anyway, now it's time for the final question.
It's the final question.
Is the internet ruining our lives?
Yep.
100%.
100%, yeah. 100%.
I'm going to say no. Because
I want to be different.
Be awkward. What was round before the internet? Oh yeah,
Max.
No, it was a skinny boy, and then the internet started and delivered.
Did you say the Earth?
Yeah,
that's a funny joke, isn't it? Because I like that.
World Wide Web.
Ooh, flat Earth isn't gonna have you for dinner.
Yeah.
Why'd you look at me when you said that?
What?
Because you said the Earth's round.
No, flat Earthers. Not fat earthers.
In my eyes, you know, the internet has done so much for us. Mm-hmm. You know, this goes out on the internet. Tom, that's news for you. Our childhood would be the beginning of the internet, but we still had a good childhood where you go out.
Yeah, it wasn't big enough stuff at that point. If you had the money, you don't need to leave your house anymore. You know, if you need something delivered, boom. If you want to watch a film, boom. All that stuff. Because when you were younger... You know, going outside was the fun thing, because otherwise you'd be sat in your room.
Then again, you don't even need a house if you work on the internet. You can work from anywhere.
Yeah. I feel like socialising in person is so much better than online.
It is.
And those Zoom fucking...
Look at lockdown podcasts.
Yeah.
They were hard to get into the swing of things, weren't they, them Zoom ones?
Yeah.
I revisited a field where I used to live, and it had...
So if the body was still there.
Yeah, well, it had a little bit that was carved out by nature, but it was perfect. It was just like a den, ready-made. Yeah. It was great, just hidden from, you know...
What did you do, Tom?
Well, no, it was just really, really good. And
it's my grave.
We all used to kind of hang out there. And I went back completely overgrown. Kids obviously haven't set foot there in years. And it's now no longer...
I can imagine you the Pied Piper just getting all the kids there. Come on, boys.
I imagine Tom and the Lonely Kids.
Encyclopedia. Look, we brought it back. We brought it right back.
It's done a loop.
Fake news is a problem.
But there was always fake news.
I know, but I feel like years ago you could at least have conversations outside of, you know, you could step away from the newspaper and what's on TV, and then you would sit and you could talk. Whereas now, people are so glued to their phone. Every communication they have with, even these conversations, they're having it through the medium of their phone. And it's so, like you say, you delete people. It's all so tailored to their worldview that already exists. They've made their own worldview kind of mirrored in the phone. So they'll never be challenged. They'll never see anything new. It's all tailored to them.
It's bad for future generations because they just care what people think so much. I care what people think, but I've done that since I was a kid. And not a lot of people
for very
do.
Different reasons.
But then, you know, kids these days, like you were talking about people getting surgery based on filters. Kids are just kind of a warped view of what reality is.
These Instagram models posting pictures that you go, oh, is that how big it's meant to be? And then you feel bad about yourself.
Yours is tight.
Whereas before, you just used to feel bad about yourself. And that was it. You didn't need anything else to kind of... I felt bad because of me, not because of them.
Feel that.
Basically, do you know what? I am glad that I grew up when I did, even though I don't think I was educated for the world that exists now. I was educated for a world that they thought would exist, and it changed whilst I was going through the system. Whereas I still would rather have had the childhood I had and growing up with social media now.
Trees and that.
In fucking primary school.
Is it trees?
Where are the trees?
Some cyber trees. You plug in and just download.
Some Microsoft background they all look at.
It's hologram tree.
Anyway, thank you very much for watching the Stephen Tries podcast. This was the internet. It's on the internet now. Well done. So you're watching it. It is a good thing. Anyway, I've been joined by David Rees.
Thank you.
Max Smith.
Whoa!
Thank you. And Joe McGrath. Hey! Tom Looney was here as well.
Watch out for them fake trees.
So true. Anyway, stay safe, stay humble. Ciao.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.